This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, 4 years ago in 2013, Stuart Cook, our producer for Cross Hope, and I attended the funeral of Ben Hayden in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Ben Hayden was my favorite preacher. I can honestly say that I listened to him every Sunday on the radio for at least 25 years or more. He died in 2013, and Stuart and I attended the funeral. And I'm going to share with you today one of my favorite stories that Ben told me personally about a ministry experience that illustrates perfectly this scripture in Jeremiah 2 about God's people forgetting what the Lord had done. It's about a man who promised to be faithful to the Lord, but simply forgot what the Lord had done. God bless you as you listen to the conclusion of this message.
I remember a family years ago where grandmother in the family is real sick, and they took her to the specialist and the family doctor and then the specialist, and they went from one specialist to another and no one could help her. And one of the family members said, "Grandma, I think we're going to have to pray." And grandma's answer honestly was this: "Has it come to that? Has it really gotten so bad that we have to pray?" And they said, "Yes, grandma, we have to pray." You know, prayer was never meant to be the last resort, but your first response to any issue in life. That's true with you or me. It's our first response. And so many people look at the Lord as something we call upon as a last resort. I'm going to give you a powerful example of that. Ben Hayden was my favorite preacher. He got a call at 2 a.m. ministering in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The voice at the other end said, "Ben, we know you don't know our dad that well. He doesn't come to church, but he's in bad shape at the hospital. And they've told him that if he doesn't have surgery, he's going to die. If he does have surgery, he may die anyway, but either way, he's in bad shape. Would you come to the hospital in Chattanooga and pray with him right now?" Ben Hayden said he got dressed. He said he even ran a couple of stoplights to get there. He was in a hurry to make it there. He got there just as the man was being wheeled into surgery. The man was conscious, and Ben went up and grabbed his hand, and he said, "Do you want me to pray with you?" He said, "I do." And the man said, "Ben, if I get out of here alive, I give you my word. I give you my word that I'll be in church every Sunday, every week." And Ben Hayden said he didn't know why, but for some reason he asked the man, I thought maybe a potentially offensive question. He said, "Do you really mean that?" And here's what the man said: "Do you think I would lie to you at a time like this? Do you really think I would lie to you at a time like this? Of course I'm telling the truth. I mean it." And I asked Ben Hayden, I said, "Did the man come to church?" He said, "Twice." Twice. He did survive and came to church twice. What do you call that? I call that calling upon the Lord in a crisis, which we should do. Calling upon the Lord in emergency, we should do it. I've done it. You've done it. But then I call it forgetting the Lord. I call it straying from the Lord. I call it forsaking the Lord. All the words that the prophet Jeremiah used to describe God's people, they forgot the Lord. And that's what that man did, in my opinion. Not judging him. I'm not his judge. God is. But do you think I would lie at a time like this? What's the message today? Talking about forgetting the Lord. Forgetting, straying, and forsaking the Lord. Don't ever let it be said of you, those words describe your relationship with the Lord. Decide today. You're going to be a man. You're going to be a woman who said, "I'm going to be faithful." For a few years? No. Unto death. For a generation? 20 years? No. Unto death. For 30 or 40 years, maybe? No. Unto death. We're called to be faithful. God called his people, "But my people have forgotten me days without number." Don't let that be said of you. Let's pray together.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.